this hour before heading to Buckingham Palace and the Prime Minister's residence for receptions to honor heads of state attending the NATO summit. It's been a busy day already on the summit sidelines.
I think we feel that we can get along with Russia. And I think it's a good thing to get along with Russia.
That comment during a meeting with the French president. At each meeting so far, President Trump getting questions about impeachment.
The Republicans have never been stronger, never been more unified. The Democrats have gone crazy.
Meantime, the House Intelligence Committee expected to send a report to the Judiciary Committee, which begins its hearings tomorrow. One of the recent impeachment witnesses, Undersecretary of State David Hale, is testifying today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and disputing a conspiracy theory. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Lisa, under questioning by ranking member Democrat Bob Menendez, Hale testified he has no knowledge that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election, as been claimed by President Trump. He was also asked,
was the Kremlin's interference in our 2016 election a hoax?
No.
Hale said he doesn't dispute testimony from Dr. Fiona Hill that Russia is pushing the idea that it was Ukraine that was behind the election interference. Hale also testified he believes Russia is trying to interfere in the 2020 elections. Lisa?
Thanks, Rachel. Some Republican lawmakers argue it's possible that both Russia and Ukraine interfered in 2016. Two school shootings in 2 days, now under investigation in Wisconsin. Police say a student and an officer were injured during a confrontation at an Oshkosh high school this morning, just a day after an armed student was shot at a high school in Waukesha. America is listening to Fox News.
Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more. Because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's number one recommended by dermatologists. Now that is money well spent. Dove. Get more from your beauty bar.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Filed in the fatal shooting of a Detroit police officer.
Veteran Detroit police officer Rasheem McClain was killed in the line of duty after he and his partner responded to a call of a man with a gun November 20th. That man, 28-year-old Jawan Parks, now charged with 16 felony counts, including murder.
It's tragic not just for us, for the Detroit Police Department, for the whole Southeast Detroit region, but for all the officers that have lost their lives across this country in the line of duty.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, Officer McClain's partner, is recovering. Parks, an ex-con and the suspect in a separate murder and two other shootings, was recently paroled. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A court fight continues over the push to use handwritten ballots for elections in one part of Tennessee.
A group sued Shelby County, Tennessee, which includes Memphis, in a federal court claiming touchscreen voting machines were unreliable, that they should use paper ballots instead, only to have their suit dismissed by a federal district court. Today, the Shelby County Advocates for Valid Elections will ask a federal appeals court in Cincinnati to reinstate the case. The county's attorneys say any complaints about a miscount are hypothetical, as it hasn't happened yet, and the case ought to be forgotten.
Fox's Evan Brown. President Trump's latest comments on the trade dispute with China not sitting well on Wall Street.
In some ways, I like the idea of waiting till after the election for the China deal. But they want to make a deal now, and we'll see whether or not the deal's going to be right. It's got to be right.
He says he won't sign a deal if it's not the right deal, and that there's no deadline for that. But right now, the Dow is down 374 points, weighed down in part by tech shares in particular. The Dow is at 27,409. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. There's been breaking news, by the way. Shortly after 8 a.m., Carson City's sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a suspect barricaded inside a home, the area of Gregg Street and Morgan Mill. The 911 caller was barricaded within the home with the suspect. The caller reported multiple shots being fired within the home. When deputies arrived, additional shots were heard coming from within the home. The victim remained in communication with dispatch throughout the duration of the incident. Man, this is weird. SWAT began to make rescue entry. The suspect came out of the house armed with a pistol. He was taken into custody without any injuries. Everyone received treatment from responding paramedics. So, fortunately, it looks like no loss of life yet. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and we'll keep you updated on what's going on there. Again, our hats off to the SWAT guys and gals with the Carson City Sheriff's Office. Wow. A lot of unhappy people during the holidays. Isn't that the truth? I want to get to some issues that we started on yesterday, never really got around to it. And it's this pattern that I'm seeing that this whole impeachment thing becomes a win-loss, almost like a sporting event. Almost like, you know, UNR and UNLV and that crazy fight at the end of their game. Who's up? Who's down? Today, breaking news. On CNN. Yeah, breaking news. Unbelievable. Blockbuster testimony. Devastating testimony. Who's up? Who's down? And in fact, even David Gregory. Did you see David Gregory yesterday with Wolf Blitzer? Or no, I'm sorry, with Aaron Burnett on CNN last night. This is Cut four, David Gregory, talking about who's got momentum. We used to call it in sports, we used to call that Big Mo. But here was David Gregory with Aaron Burnett yesterday.
David, look, we've had the week of, you know, a few days, people have been gone for Thanksgiving. The House was not in session. Obviously, people were working away, but they weren't in session. They weren't getting all the publicity from that. Do they have the momentum right now?
I don't know if they have political momentum. I really don't. I think that when you see how united Republicans have remained, mm-hmm. how defiant the president has remained, you know, it doesn't seem like much public opinion is moving. I think this was a topic around Thanksgiving dinner tables as people tried to sort through not so much what the facts were, because we knew the story going in, but what do you do with it? I do think there's a debate about, okay, well, is this impeachable? Is that the right step forward? So I think what Democrats are thinking about right now is there momentum to be gained by synthesizing all of this, bringing it all home to people so they understand it, they understand that it's a clear case, there'll be another case, a defense that's made, but can you make the case that all of this adds up to something, high crimes and misdemeanors that should force the removal of the president before a presidential election next year that gives voters that chance? And I've always thought that's the biggest obstacle for Democrats.
Yeah, I mean,
why shouldn't Republicans say, look, if this is so bad, let the voters decide?
And that's really what the Republican argument is going to be about. Why are you going to the expense? Why are you going to the time? I mean, why aren't you devoting legislative time to infrastructure, to the price of prescription drugs, to immigration reform, all these different things? The Democrats in the House will not allow to move forward because they just don't get it. They don't understand that there are other things that the American people sent them to Washington to do. Impeachment is not one of them. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, who's got Big Mo momentum? Who is it that is winning this battle? May not win the war, but winning this battle on impeachment. I happen to believe it's the President of the United States. I think the President of the United States is winning this war. But I want to find out from you, those of you that follow this, those of you, and this is what I want to talk to some of you about, those of you that don't follow it, those of you that just don't give a damn, I want to find out from those of you that you're not going to be riveted tomorrow. You know, tomorrow we've got more impeachment hearings. This is going to involve constitutional scholars. And what is it that constitutes high crimes and misdemeanors? Is there anything the president has done that constitutes high crimes and misdemeanors? Now, what we all know, it doesn't take a constitutional scholar to understand that this involves, you know, that to me, and you can go back to Bill Clinton, to Richard Nixon, essentially it is what the House declares is a high crime or misdemeanor. That's ultimately what it is. Let's get to your phone calls. Those of you that follow this, those of you that don't follow it, who's got the Big Mo? Who's got the big momentum? In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Calvin. Calvin, you're up and you're leading us off. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? Now, you know I'm a proud Democrat. But
I know you are.
I'm just going to put it in perspective. At this point, it does not matter. It's 50-50. Democrats just won't drop out no matter what. Just get him out of there. And it don't matter how, by any means necessary, get Trump out. And Republicans are fighting just as hard, and they're trying to live on the economy. Who cares about the economy when the person that's running it has no morals, has no respect, cusses on TV when little kids are around? That's why I lost it with Trump. I just can't do it. And then you stand there and tell people they're liars. He's the biggest liar of all. He lies every day he gets on TV.
But this is nothing. I mean, why is this new? Because this isn't new. I mean,
it's
this
not
was
new. It's not new. That's what I'm telling you now. We don't care.
And 63 million.
Nothing new about it.
63 million people
and
voted for this guy.
And how many voted for Hillary? Over 64 voted for Hillary, and she struck. Who cares how many people vote for him? They just want him out.
Well, and can I tell you something? I was just thinking while you were talking, Calvin, that we are fortunate that we live in a country where, outside of Kennedy and a few others, those that disagree with the president don't take it out by assassination. In a lot of third world countries, that's what it would be. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people. But these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now we've made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. The best part? We do not prescribe drugs or any addictive painkillers. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Take advantage of our November special. All Kevin Wall listeners will receive half-price treatments. Call us now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
This is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, Union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up a little bit later on in the show, Michael Catanassi, the Washoe County GOP chairman. I had a chance to visit with him earlier today, and it's amazing. There are new numbers just out. Nearly 9,000 Nevadans registered to vote in November, slightly increasing the statewide voter rolls that have more than 1.5 million people. Barbara Zagafsky reported yesterday that the nearly 9,000 people who signed up to vote last month included gains for both Democrats and Republicans. Democrats added 4,200, still make up about 38% of the electorate. Republicans added about 2,000. The GOP makes up 33%. But that leaves a large amount of unaffiliated voters. And those are the ones that should be the target. Should be the target of Republicans come November of 2020. Now, I found it interesting watching cable news yesterday that Steny Hoyer made the announcement that they are going to keep the House in session until December 20th, the Friday before Christmas. And they hope to have impeachment done, voted on. But I found it interesting. Dana Bash was on with Aaron Burnett. Dana Bash, if you don't know, is a talking head, a paid contributor for CNN. She also anchors from time to time. And keeping the House in session, the momentum is a little hard to determine. And it really depends on who you're talking to. This was Dana Bash with Aaron Burnett yesterday.
Dana, and you have, you know, when you talk about momentum, I mean, there's just the raw speed of it. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer, right, has officially announced the House isn't going on recess, right? They're staying through Friday, December 20th, when they're going to have their final votes, and one would presume an impeachment vote would be on that day if they aren't able to get it before. I mean, they are really trying to race towards a vote here.
They are. They have a timeline. There is no room for error because you have this one hearing this week, one or two next week, and then and then behind the scenes, of course, we know that they're beginning, they're keeping a close hold on this. They're beginning to craft articles of impeachment, but then you're going to have the votes in the committee and then votes on House floor. And if past this prologue, each article gets its own debate, gets its own votes. So Steny Hoyer saying officially what we already knew, which is that they're going to have to stay to meet that deadline. One quick point. I totally agree with David. Momentum is in the eye of the beholder. Democrats may think that they have momentum because they feel that they have a clear case. Republicans feel the same way. Which is what you saw, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, but you saw what they laid out in their pre-buttle. But it speaks to what they're hearing at home, what they're seeing at polls, and the attaboys, people like John Kennedy, he's a senator, of course, are getting from a president when he even, you know, goes back, he flips and flops and goes back to, you know, maybe an iteration of a position that he had publicly a couple of weeks ago on the conspiracy theory that Ukraine was involved in meddling in the 2016 elections. That all speaks to the comfort level that Republicans have voters and constituents with the fact that they don't think the president should be impeached, and it potentially helps them politically.
There you have it. Big Mo. Who's got it? We'll tell you one presidential wannabe on the Democrat side that is not feeling the love. And we'll do that in just a second. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain for a long time, for 7-8 months, due to an impingement of my left rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, had x-rays, MRIs. Nothing seemed to work. And then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I've canceled my scheduled shoulder surgery in December. You don't have to live with the chronic pain, regardless of why you have chronic pain. Make that pain go away. Call PIBCOA, 702-546-8767. Again, regardless of why you have chronic pain, make the pain go away. That number again, 702-546-8767. Somebody that's feeling the pain right now politically is Michael Bloomberg, surging past Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is self-destructing, even as we speak. There's a new poll just out. Bloomberg came out in fifth place ahead of Kamala Harris in a new Hill-Harris X National Democrat poll. This is not good news for Kamala Harris. The survey found that Bloomberg's support increased from 3% to 6% among likely Democrat voters and Democrat-leaning voters. Meanwhile, Harris fell with just 2% support, a 2-point drop. Poor Kamala Harris. And this is the first Hill-Harris X poll since Bloomberg entered the race. Pete Buttigieg is gaining traction in the early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire, receiving 9% support, a 2-point jump from the prior one. Andrew Yang, Amy Klobuchar, Julian Castro, also in at 2%. It's going to be hard. Any of you that follow politics, when your numbers keep going down, it makes it more difficult to win. Anybody want to disagree with that one? Coming up, we're going to go really live and local now. Because guess who's going to join us? Victoria Seaman, Ward 2 city council person. And we'll talk about what's going on in Ward 2, what's going on in the city of Las Vegas. They've had a lot. They've been making a lot of news, and it looks like they're going to be making more. Talking about the homeless deal. Apparently, some folks want to expand what they've already passed. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Victoria Seaman in studio. As we continue live and local now. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no watchman and bar. Some folks are born silver spoon in hand. Y'all don't to help themselves, y'all. But when the tax man comes to the door, y'all the house look like a rummy sale. It ain't me.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are tanking in afternoon trading after the president suggested a trade deal with China may not get done anytime soon.
In some ways, I like the idea of waiting till after the election for the China deal. But they want to make a deal now, and we'll see whether or not the deal's going to be right. It's got to be right.
The president speaking with reporters in London at the NATO summit. The president later saying that the market's drop today is peanuts and won't force him to make a bad China trade deal. And a merger in the steel industry. Mining company Cleveland Cliffs will be buying AK Steel in an over $1 billion stock deal that adds steel products to one of the largest producers of iron ore pellets. And Cyber Monday is over, and today is Giving Tuesday, a single day specifically focused on charity. Since its start, Giving Tuesday's efforts have raised more than $1 billion online in the U.S. alone. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the First Lady are attending a reception in London hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The president's criticizing Democrats for holding an impeachment inquiry hearing tomorrow during his trip.
President Trump saying he does not deserve censure or impeachment for his actions with regard to Ukraine.
I think it's very unpatriotic of the Democrats.
The House Intelligence Committee later today is putting out a report concluding the president tried to get Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and threatened to withhold aid from Ukraine if it did not comply with his request.
Fox's John Decker. A storm related to the one that hit the West and Midwest over Thanksgiving is almost done.
Flight delays, school closings, and power outages are being felt in New England as a winter storm lingers on. Some areas have more than 4 feet of snow as of this morning. Weather Service officials say what seemed like one big three-day storm was actually two storms.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines and help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey.
across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. I'm so excited. She has been so busy. She used to be a regular on this show, and then she got elected to the city council, and she's doing public service, like, all over the place, and we don't see her much anymore. But I'm glad we have her in, Victoria Seaman from Ward 2, who has been so incredibly busy on issue after issue after issue. I want to begin with the homeless ban. Some said it was criminalizing homelessness. First of all, great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. It's been a while.
I know it has.
I missed you.
I know, and we all miss you. Talk a little bit of how difficult that was. What was that, a 5-2 vote?
Yeah, it was a 5-2 vote, and it was difficult because you had people coming in front. And by the way, I was in Israel, and I was on the phone during that council meeting. Usually,
you voted from Israel?
I voted from Israel. Usually when we have a city council meeting, we're out of town. It's really not necessary to call in. But this was such an important issue for me to listen to and for me to vote on. So I absolutely called in. It was 4.5 hours on the phone.
What time was it in Israel?
It was 11 p.m. when I started. Oh, and God. By the time I made the vote, it was 4 a.m. So needless to say, it was an important issue. And you had people that truly did not understand what we were doing. And, you know, if you take away trying to make it political, we did a very good thing. We are trying to help folks on the street and get them to the resources they need. You can't encroach upon one citizen's rights for another. You have people that were actually sleeping, and I'm sorry to say, defecating and urinating on front porches of people's businesses. And these are the people that are paying taxes, their employees, them, to help the homeless issue. So we just wanted to be able to say, you can't camp here, but hey, we would like to transport you to where you can get help.
Is it though, because some are going to perceive this as an effort to criminalize homelessness, but more than that, to essentially just move the deck chairs around on the Titanic, that when you put people into homeless beds, okay, to programs, that essentially you're not curing the homeless problem. Are we doing anything to fix homelessness?
First of all, homelessness has been around since the beginning of time, and I presume that it's going to be around till the end of time. But what we want to do is get folks who want to get help the help they need. A lot of the homelessness is mental illness. A lot of it is drug abuse. We do have resources for that. We also have resources that when they come to these, to like the Hope Corridor, we can feed them. They can stay there. They can bring their belongings. We take care of their pets. I've toured it. If someone has relatives and they just can't get back home, and we can verify that, and we can talk to them on the phone, we will give them transport to their family. We're doing everything.
And is this the city or is this a charitable organization?
This is the city. But we do have a lot of charitable organizations that team up around the Hope Corridor, like Catholic Charities. They are wonderful. People should tour these actual facilities. But I can tell you this. We really do care about helping these folks. And we just met with some of the judges yesterday, and they want to bring forth a program to help with the homelessness as well. Like, we have the Veterans Court, all kinds of different things. And so it's not just us at the city. It's a lot of folks, different judges. They want to help these folks. We are really looking for solutions. So while people are out there criticizing, we're the ones that are actually looking for solutions.
And the people that are impacted by this homeless ban or camping ban, whatever you want to call it, are they the ones that are falling through the cracks? All these different programs that are supposed to help the homeless, are these the ones that just fell through the cracks?
Yeah, and there are folks that once we can transport them over to where they need to go, we can find out if they need mental health services. Do they need to, are they drug addicted? Right now, they're just on the street camping out. And so we want to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks if we can get them help. And then there's the folks that just don't want help.
That was going to be my next question. Has anybody talked, and did you hear any testimony from the homeless?
Folks that said they were homeless, we kind of did a little investigation, and some of them, they weren't really homeless. But you know, just being out in the street, you can, you know, because we're downtown, and again, I toured the facilities, and I'm constantly going to Catholic Charities and different organizations to meet these folks, and a lot of them, you know, really just need help. They're mentally ill, they're drug addicted. Those are the folks that aren't going to show up and testify.
So you're not experiencing any sleepless nights as a result of your vote?
Oh, I think we did a great thing. And I want to commend the mayor for bringing this forth and having the courage to bring this forth. I'm so proud of working under this mayor for all the great things that she is doing.
Let me just ask you, there's something that I found just from watching on cable, watching the proceedings, the planning commission, and the city council meetings, a lot of your votes are 5-2, 7-0. I mean, this is totally unlike what we see in Washington. Why?
Well, look, first of all, we don't have caucuses. Second of all, we don't have parties. We don't have the nonsense that keeps us from getting things done for our constituents. This is by far something I love doing because I'm right next to the people. I am voting for them, my constituents. We defer a lot of times, unless it's a real controversial issue that we don't think is good, to the council person of the ward, because they know their ward. We think they've done their due diligence for their constituents. So deferring to them, because I haven't done due diligence in their ward, and I'm seeing the same thing happen with myself. We go out and do it. And so you have a much better situation since you're not dealing with parties and caucuses, that you have six council members that are representing their ward and then the mayor.
One of the issues that you have tackled, and this to me is exactly, this is Exhibit A of what a city council person or a mayor, city government, what they should be dealing with. You've been dealing with this special use permit. A marijuana dispensary wants to open up in a neighborhood in your district?
In my ward, yes.
In your ward. And you've jumped into this with both feet. Explain, give us a little bit of the backstory and where we are now.
Well, you know, it's legal in Nevada. And so, there are places for dispensaries. And for me in Ward 2, there was a lot of talk when I was running for office that they didn't really want a dispensary in Ward 2. That was something that most of the constituents were against. It wasn't harmonious with the neighborhood. But we had someone apply for a special use permit, and they were just going to put it through council and planning commission. I said, no. You must do some town halls and find out if it is harmonious with the location is harmonious with the neighborhood. And we had hundreds of people show up opposing it. We had hundreds of people sending emails and petitions and calls to my office. And I asked them to withdraw the petition for Ward 2. And they, they can continue to go ahead with the process, which is happening. And it will come up at the Planning Commission. I believe the date is it is December 10th at 6 p.m. at the Las Vegas City Council.
And this is the Planning Commission.
The Planning Commission, because even though I asked them to withdraw their petition, they can move forward and go through the process. And so I encourage folks to come and give their opinion that night at Planning Commission. Again, that's December 10th at 6 p.m. at City Hall.
The one thing I love about how you've begun your career as a city council person is that you seem to anchor it on involvement of the voters. Badlands, a good example. And Badlands continues. It's the story that keeps on giving, so to speak.
The story that keeps on giving. And, you know, taxpayers, as when I was running, as of now, they are tired of footing the legal bills. I think we're going to be briefed today on where we're at, but it's close to $1 million in taxpayer
Still?
Dollars
oh my God.
Over this thing that should have never come to this point. And all we can do as a city council is now I represent the city and the taxpayer dollar. And so we are moving forward to try to resolve this. I promised I would try to resolve it, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
We're going to take a look ahead for Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman, Ward 2. On her website, she's got all these different events that happen. Breakfast, what is it, Breakfast Buzz or
we
something?
Have a Breakfast Buzz every month. And you should come, by the
I
way.
Will.
It's a lot of fun.
I will.
And we pick a different restaurant in Ward 2 or right on the border of Ward 2. And we serve breakfast. It's a free event. You get to bring your issues and concerns. You get to meet me, talk to me. Because, look, you were talking about you involve your constituents. I am one of about 160,000 people I represent.
Wow.
So I need some input from my community.
And Ward 2, I'm betting they give you a lot of input. More with Victoria Seaman coming up. And we'll also ask her to compare this job to her former job as a lawmaker in Carson City. What's different about what she's doing now? We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it now. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. I've been dealing with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. For many months now, I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I first discovered PIPCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA 702-546-8767 or stop by their Las Vegas office at 7390 West Sahara Avenue. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. We're talking with Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman, Ward 2 here in Las Vegas, City of Las Vegas, City Councilwoman. And a lot of you outstate probably remember her as a member of the Assembly. And I always loved working with her because she always seemed right in her element. But now that you're a City Councilwoman, I mean, I've never seen you this happy. And it's not just because, you know, your daughter got married off and you've been doing a little stuff here and there. You like your job.
I love my job. I love it because we can get things done. We don't have parties. We don't have caucuses. We don't have anything except us and the constituent. And I can really make things happen.
Let me ask you this. Compare and contrast what you did in Carson City versus here.
Well, you wanted to get good legislation passed, and you have to go through two houses. You have to go through 63 people who can take your bill and turn it upside down by the time it's voted on in either house. And you're constantly having to convince those 63 people to pass a good bill that's needed in your district. Totally different here. You know, want to bring up an ordinance, or you have a situation. Recently, we just changed a piece of Hualapai, the speed limit, because you're coming off the 215 and you're going southbound. It's 35 miles an hour. Then it speeds up to 45 miles an hour, and then you hit a roundabout at 20 miles an hour. And that in that 45 mile per hour, you've got schools and kids walking. So we just were able to change that. We work with, you know, the city is amazing. Working with every department, they'll get it done. And then once they, you know, we get it done, it goes to council and it's an easy vote. And, you know, people defer to your ward. I mean, it's just totally different.
I want to ask you, because you've got a number of events coming up beginning Saturday with another Breakfast Buzz.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that and also about the suicide alertness, because you've got something coming up
for
on that.
For sure. So, our Breakfast Buzz is this Saturday from 9 to 10, and we do it every month. It's a different date every month, so you have to get on our Facebook page or join our email list so you can be aware. And it's a different place. We move around the ward. And again, it's breaking bread with constituents, and it's a free event. Suicide Alertness is an event coming up. Everybody talks about veterans and posts things on Facebook. Okay, so now let's have some action. We are actually doing a free, we're paying for it, a free suicide alertness where you can come and get certified, identify somebody in crisis, and it's you get a certification. My veterans outreach person, who is really an amazing guy, Byron Brooks, he will be teaching.
He's
amazing. So let's stop talking about it. We're in the holidays, and maybe you can save someone's life by learning how to be alert to somebody who might be thinking about suicide. So I encourage people Saturday, December 14th, 10 to 2. And again, you can go on my Facebook page, and you will get a Safe Talk certification for
what's the
doing
location?
The course.
What's the location?
The location for the event, I believe, is at the Veterans Memorial Community Center, which is 101 North Pavilion Center Drive in Classroom 6. And again, everything's on my Facebook page. It's at Victoria D. Seaman, my Instagram, my all the same handle, and my Twitter. So I encourage people, or call our office.
Let's see if we can squeeze in a call or two. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. If you live in Ward 2, you want to talk with your city councilwoman, this would be a great opportunity. In fact, let's begin with Bob. Bob in Las Vegas, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. You're on with Victoria Seaman.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say very quickly, thank you, Councilwoman Seaman. I don't live in your ward, but I will tell you this. The vote you made, I appreciate it regarding the homeless.
Thank you.
The situation, we don't want to become another Los Angeles. We don't want to become another San Francisco.
Thank you.
There's been mega conferences there that have been canceled because of not just the homeless, what they've done and everything else that we all know.
Yeah, you're right.
The feces, the needles.
It's horrible. And as long as we have this council right now, I can assure you we're not going to become Los Angeles or San Francisco.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your effort. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I want to ask you about one other issue, because I love it when people running for office make promises during a campaign, and then after they're elected, they deliver. One of those issues is small businesses, and I know you made that a major part of your campaign. Talk a little bit about what you've been able to do as city councilwoman.
Well, yes, I've made a lot of promises, and so far we are checking them off as we do them, one of them being the speed limit. And the other one is listening to people about the marijuana and the different things that come up. And the other one is definitely the small business. I am a big small business proponent, and we have a program in Ward 2. All you need to do is call my city council office. If you're in Ward 2, or if you don't know if you're in Ward 2, call anyway and say, I want you to promote my business. And I will come out and film your small business, and it will be on our social media. I think we're into January now. So we'll film it now, and it'll run sometime in January. But we absolutely are encouraging folks to call us just to promote your business. That is something that we love doing. So reach out to my office, or email me at vseaman@lasvegasnevada.gov.
I tell you, it's so much fun having you in studio, and I know the holidays are going to be coming up. Do you guys take a break for the holidays, or what do you do?
We do. My office is only takes a couple days off during the holiday. I will be going to see my daughter because she's living in Paris, so I'll be gone maybe a week. But, my daughter is now living in Paris, so Christmas in Paris this year, I guess.
I guess. tough way to go. Let me just ask you, did you cook on Thanksgiving?
No, my sister did. I was fortunate.
You got out of that, Judy.
I got out of it. But I love cooking. It's one of my favorite holidays to cook. I love cooking.
Well, and if folks, one more time, if folks want to reach out to you, how do they find you?
Well, they can just email my office at vseaman@lasvegasnevada.gov, or they can go on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All the handle is @VictoriaDSeaman. So it's Victoria D. Seaman.
There are a lot of office holders. She is one of the really great ones. And I don't know, she may have found her niche in public service. Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman, Ward 2, joining us. Coming up, this is going to be good. What went on yesterday relative to impeachment? You're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe this. And also, the return of creepy Joe Biden. A new clip put out that was just put out by Kellyanne Conway. She found this clip from 2017 of creepy Joe Biden. You're never going to believe this. Stick around. More to do as we continue Live and Local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks. This is a